This is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio. The U.S. is warning Iran it should not mistake as weakness President Donald Trump's last-minute decision to not retaliate militarily for Tehran's shootdown of an unmanned U.S. drone near the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said in Jerusalem, quote, "Neither Iran nor any other hostile actor should mistake U.S. prudence and discretion for weakness." He said, "Our military is rebuilt, new, and ready to go." Bolton's warning coming hours after Trump, without providing any details, said he plans to impose major new sanctions against Iran on Monday. And the president says he's delaying a nationwide sweep to deport people living in the United States illegally. With more on that, AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
It starts, you know, during the course of this next week, maybe even a little bit earlier than that.
That's what President Trump told reporters as he headed off to Camp David Saturday morning. But a couple of hours later, he tweeted that he was delaying the operations for 2 weeks at the request of Democrats. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi responded with her own tweet saying the delay is welcome and will provide time to work on comprehensive immigration reform, adding families belong together. Earlier, President Trump laid out what he expects to see.
We need Congress to fix the loopholes and fix asylum, and we will have the cleanest border there is.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
North Korea state media releasing a still image said to show Kim Jong-un reading a letter from President Donald Trump. Kim saying, with satisfaction that the letter is of excellent content, according to the Korean Central News Agency, appreciating the political judging faculty and extraordinary courage of President Trump, Kim Jong-un said he would seriously contemplate the interesting content, that according to the agency. This is VOA News. The Associated Press reporting Ethiopia's government foiling a coup attempt in a region north of the capital, Addis Ababa, and the country's military chief was shot dead, this according to the prime minister. The failed coup in the Amhara region was led by a high-ranking military officer and others within the military on Saturday, according to the prime minister, Abiy Ahmed, who made an address on the state broadcaster wearing military fatigues. In a related development, the head of Ethiopia's military is shot dead in the capital also on Saturday, not long after the attack in Amhara. Millions of Istanbul residents voted on Sunday in a rerun of a mayoral election that's become a referendum of President Tayyip Erdogan's policies and a test of Turkey's ailing democracy. In the initial March 31st vote, the opposition Republic People's Party, the candidate secured a narrow victory over Erdogan's AK party in Turkey's largest city, a rare electoral defeat for the president. But after weeks of AKP appeals, Turkey's high election board in May annulled the vote, citing irregularities. The opposition called the decision a coup against democracy, which has raised the stakes for round two. Cambodian officials say at least 17 construction workers are dead after a building under construction in the coastal city of Sihanoukville collapsed. Another 24 are injured. Not clear how many people are missing still. The workers were sleeping on the second floor of the seven-story building early on Saturday morning. Survivors said some 50 to 60 workers, well, they used that building as their housing. The project was to be a condominium and was owned by a Chinese investor. Former British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson promising to deliver Brexit in his first formal pitch to the party members in Birmingham in central England. In his opening address, he said, "We need to get Brexit done."
They're looking for somebody with the determination and the courage and the application to get Brexit over the line, to relaunch our party, and then to take the fight to the socialists. That's what people want.
Johnson's opponent, the current Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt, says he's prepared to do the same thing, but the right way.
Send the right person, and there's a deal to be done. Send that right person, and we can do what we all need to do, which is to come back with something positive for our country.
For now, Johnson is the runaway favorite of Tory lawmakers to take the party leadership and replace Theresa May as prime minister. The South China Sea is a cause for concern among leaders at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. And why is that? Well, the dispute between the U.S.-China trade war, for one, and the long-ranging territorial conflicts that continue in the region. This is VOA News.
And pop, hip hop, all the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1.